Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for October 10th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. On November 16th at 5:30 p.m., Terry Duffy of Advantage Futures will lead the LaSalle Street Trading Tech Reunion in the atrium of the Chicago Board of Trade building, a fundraiser in support of the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America. You can find out more about the event at www.tinyurl.com/LaSalle4Scouts. Joe Guinan, CEO of Advantage Futures, has pledged $50,000 to the event in support of the Scouts. Joe is an Eagle Scout and former Scoutmaster in Chicago. Joe and Chris Haymeyer are the reasons I became involved with the Chicago Scouts. Will you join Terry and Joe in supporting Scouting and the Pathway to Adventure Council? For over a half century, the generosity of people like you has helped to fund the program, services, and infrastructure needed to deliver a quality scouting program to tens of thousands of area youth and families. Scouting needs your support now more than ever to help continue its mission to teach young people the values of character development, leadership, citizenship, and a sense of duty to others and to one's own personal growth. Our city and states need more scouts and scouters who are setting good examples for the youth. Please help me to continue this proud tradition by joining me and fellow industry leaders at the LaSalle Street Trading Tech Reunion in the atrium of the CBOT on November 16, 2023. The Wall Street Journal has a story about the founder of Duty Free Shoppers who made billions and then gave it away while he was alive, as he did not enjoy the billionaire lifestyle. The story is titled Chuck Feeney, Duty Free Titan Who Gave Away $8 Billion Dies, with the subheading New Jersey Native Made a Fortune from Tourist Shops but Found He Didn't Crave the Billionaire Lifestyle. A quote from the story says it all. Quote, people used to ask me how I got my jollies, and I guess I'm happy when what I'm doing is helping people and unhappy when what I'm doing isn't helping people, unquote. The 20th annual Rocktoberfest New York City will be held on October 19th at the Hard Rock Cafe. To buy tickets, go to a link in today's newsletter. There is good news on Broadway, and it is not just the Broadway technology acquisition closing by Bloomberg. According to the Wall Street Journal, Times Square is bustling again, and 180 businesses have opened up since the pandemic closed, 179 businesses. For you bibliophiles out there interested in the roots of the Israeli Palestinian conflict, the Financial Times has a book list for you titled The Best Books to Understand the Israeli-Palestinian Conflict, with the subheading FT Specialists Recommend the Most Insightful Reads on an Issue with Roots Deep in the 20th Century. Brian Christian is starting a new position as head of business development at Symphony. The Network for Greening the Financial System, NGFS, has released a brief paper on short-term climate scenarios that reveals its thinking and focus for future analytical work. Short-term climate scenarios that look into the next 3 to 5 years are significant for central banks trying to understand the impact of transitioning to a net zero economy, including the consequences of severe natural disasters. The paper outlines 5 different climate scenarios. Download the NGFS conceptual note on short-term climate scenarios with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were three takeaways from FIA Expo from Born Tech, oil surges as Israeli conflict reignites Middle East volatility from Bloomberg, Wall Street's fear gauge is retreating from Barron's. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our first video from our FIA Expo coverage. Nils Robert Pearson. Vermiculus' CEO Nils Robert Pearson discusses company's current state in FIA Expo interview. In an exclusive interview with John Lothian News at the FIA's Expo at the Sheraton Grand Riverwalk Hotel in Chicago, Vermiculus' CEO Nils Robert Pearson provided insights into the company's current state and direction. Pearson discussed Vermiculus' ongoing projects and completed deals, highlighting the company's ability to serve clients with microservices and customized solutions. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, the U.S. must stand with Israel but prevent another 1914. All the world's hostile powers meet in the cauldron of the Middle East. Only the U.S. can keep them from an even bigger war. As Israel's strongest ally and the world's last remaining superpower, such as it is, the U.S. is fated to play a special role in the conflagration incinerating the Gaza Strip and Israel. Most obviously, it must stand by the victim of the terrorist attack, Israel. Less obviously, it must also prevent the inferno from spreading throughout the region and the world. My comment. Hate is a terrible thing. It can take the form of terrorism and war, as in this conflict, or it can be as simple as a former friendship that devolved into one side hating the other to the point of hurting others in order to hurt the former friend. I have no tolerance for either. We can't let hate win. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Israel-Hamas conflict was a test for Musk's X, and it failed. Researchers say changes to verification safety policies make the site an unreliable source for news. Posts about the attack in Israel have led to confusion, misinformation, and conflict on Elon Musk's X, formerly known as Twitter, exposing how his acquisition and policy changes have transformed the social media site into an unreliable source during a time of crisis, researchers said. Musk has turned a once invaluable tool for use during emergencies into an unreliable source. How many lives will that cost? Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, Death Threats and Disinformation, the Everyday Poison of Politics in Europe. Austria losing fight against fake news online, says minister. Ex-chancellor trial highlights challenge of democratic erosion. Austria is losing the battle against disinformation, according to Justice Minister Alma Zadek. With misleading and hateful content surging online, Zadek believes the public institutions simply don't have the resources to match the output of bad actors. We can't compete in particular when it comes to disinformation or conspiracy theories, the 39 Green Party minister said in an interview last month in Vienna. My comment, we are outgunned, outmanned, outnumbered, outplanned. We got to make an all-out stand. Hat tip to Christopher Jackson, Leslie Odom Jr., and Lin-Manuel Miranda. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was the Wall Street Journal's The Owner of the NYSE Wants to Expedite Your Mortgage. That owner being Intercontinental Exchange, of course, which was also our Markets Wiki page of the day. Second was Born Tech's three takeaways from FIA Expo 2023. Third was Catton's SEC's request for interlocutory appeal of favorable rulings for Ripple Labs defendants rejected based on well-settled law. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Israel readies for all-out war in Gaza. Airstrikes pound enclave while Hamas threatens to execute hostages. Israel intensified airstrikes on Gaza on Tuesday while the Israeli military prepared for a ground invasion of the Palestine enclave that Israeli officials warned could be more destructive than any offensive there in recent history. Israeli airstrikes reduced parts of an exclusive Gaza City neighborhood to rubble as the Israeli government stepped up its reaction to this weekend's cross-border incursion by Hamas gunmen who killed more than 900 Israelis and took more than 100 hostages. Israeli strikes have killed more than 780 people in Gaza since, according to the enclave's health ministry. The next story is from the Financial Times. The headline, How UBS's $3.3 billion Credit Suisse deal spawned $9 billion of legal claims. Lawsuits are stacking up against the bank, the Swiss regulator, and the nation of Switzerland. Switzerland's government managed to head off a spiraling European banking crisis when it orchestrated UBS's $3.3 billion takeover of Credit Suisse 6 months ago. But the long-term pain has only just begun, with $9 billion of legal claims already filed and more cases in the works. And then finally, here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, Netherlands loses $7 billion in ABN AMRO rescue. The rescue of ABN AMRO Bank NV during the financial crisis has set the Dutch state back by 6.7 billion euros or 7.1 billion US dollars, the finance minister estimated, showing the cost to taxpayers of bank bailouts. The current value of the government's 49.5% stake in the lender is insufficient to recoup the total investments made so far, Finance Minister Sigrid Kaag said in a letter to Parliament published on Monday evening. ABN AMRO's share price would need to more than double to 28.74 euros from the present level of about 13.5 euros for that to happen. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.